Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, hour number two of the program. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, along with Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard on this Black Friday or Light Skin Friday or whatever you want to call it, a funky flashback Friday, because Alex digging in the crates with some great music. So much to do in the next 2 hours of the program on this Friday. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Martin, you know this. Thanksgiving was awful as far as watching football. The Lions got boat raced by the Texans in Detroit. And in a game, you know, that if it was the 80s would be great. Washington football team against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, but the Cowboys were awful. I mean, they were coming off the big win against Minnesota, Martin. People thought, oh, maybe the Cowboys are going to make a turn. They got this thing straightened out. Mike McCarthy, whose career there got off to such a bad start, has gotten these guys to buy in. They win a big road game. They come home. All they got to do is beat Washington. All of a sudden, they got a shot at the division, the NFC least. And Martin, you saw the fake punt.
I did.
And it wasn't ugly. It was fugly. What was your take when you first saw it?
So, I kind of did my little Thanksgiving nap
midway through. So I'll just run you through my little Thanksgiving day, Rob. Woke up, went to work, put Skip and Shannon on the air, and then, you know, saw the Lions, and I had a parlay going, Rob. I had the Lions and the Washington football team both against the spread. Lions given 3, football team, it's 3 points either way, right? So by about midway through the third quarter, I said, there's no chance the Lions are coming back in this thing. I got a good shot. And I was looking for that little nap window, right? Fell asleep around the fourth quarter. Ended up waking up for the kickoff of the Cowboys game. So I saw a lot of the first quarter. And obviously now, since it's now hours later, I've seen all of it. But I'm just talking about my live breakdown. So I saw it. I saw it. And I saw Andy Dalton throw the pick six. And so I said, okay, this isn't looking good. And then all of a sudden, I fall asleep. But it was one of those fall asleep where you kind of blink and you wake up and you didn't realize that things had happened. So I didn't realize that time had gone past in the game until I saw the score had changed. I just thought the Cowboys were up to their old tricks. When I saw that offensively bad fake punt, I mean, just think about it logically. If you take away all football knowledge, you got to get 10. Why you run back 25? You now have to get 35 yards on your own what? Deep in your own territory. You have to gain 35 net yards to get one first down. It just was the ultimate take 5 steps back to try to take 1 step forward. And those things don't really happen in football. Like it's inexplicable what the Cowboys are doing.
The only thing worse than the fake punt was listening to Mike McCarthy trying to justify it. Listen to this.
It's definitely a big play opportunity is the way you view it. There's certain things you look for Tennessee-wise on when and where, but obviously we didn't execute it, and as those things go, I mean, when, obviously it's ultimately my responsibility when particularly a play like that doesn't work, but we're trying to generate a big play. At that point in the game, the information that you look for going into it, it was a solid call.
It was not solid. No way, no how, Mike McCarthy. How dare you sit up there and act like that was the right call?
I'll tell you this right here. He generated a big play, all right? A big play for the Washington football team. Because let's be honest. You got a Washington football team with a quarterback who, like, if when you watch him step to take the field, you're both, like, incredibly happy and terrified at the same time because God forbid he take one more hit. And we just – eventually, you know he's going to take another shot. This is football. This is what happens. He's going to take a shot, and you just hope he gets up, right? And it's a testament to the human nature that he can play, and I think it's absolutely insane saying that he's acting out on it. But the fact of the matter is, he's only thrown for like 250 yards in the last two games, consecutively. Like against Detroit, he wasn't great, didn't throw a touchdown. Against the Cowboys, I think he had 175 yards total throwing the ball, less than 200 yards. This offense for the Washington football team is one of the reasons why I think the Giants can win the division. They can't score unless the defense is scoring for them. Or, Mike McCarthy, you give them a short field.
Mike McCarthy has been a disaster in Dallas. There's no other way of looking at it. And if Jerry Jones wasn't such a proud man or whatever, who knows? Some other owner might pull the plug and realize this just – because you know what, Martin? I get the injuries. I get Dak Prescott. But even before that, this has been bad from the start. They weren't getting any effort on defense by players. I mean – what has he done? What has he implemented? And then you're down by 4. You're at home. Like punt the ball, get a stop, and get the ball back. What are you doing? Like he derailed the season with this. They went from having a chance after that win last week against the Vikings, Martin, to this season being over with a hokey call and then trying to justify it. Jerry Jones went on the radio in Dallas too. And tried to dress it up, you know. I'm sorry, the lipstick and the earrings. It still was a pig. I don't care what you say. It was a bad call. It was dumb, terrible, and they put the Cowboys in harm's way.
And here's the deal. It maybe going for it on fourth down when in a punting situation deep in your own end zone, in theory, is fine. I don't necessarily have a problem with it in theory if you have the advantage. Like if you see something where you know you have a marked advantage, let's do it. However, the practice, in practice, what you actually did was terrible. Like, that's and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with Frank Schwab about the Eagles, where the Eagles go for it on fourth down. They just go for two. It just seems like it's all no rhyme or reason. And it may make sense analytically to do these things. Well, it may make sense mathematically to do these things. But you have to have your best play call and to do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't run backwards 15 yards on fourth and 10.
This morning on the Dan Patrick Show, Jason McIntyre and I had former coach June Jones on, who coached the Falcons and, of course, Hawaii and some other teams
and
as well.
Houston, the Houston Roughnecks, XFL legend.
There you go. And he said he didn't understand the play with trying to get 10 yards. He just said, 10 yards you're trying to get? You know, like that's a lot of yards to do a fake punt. In that situation, he thought it was questionable at best, and I agree. I think that was just a call. And Mike McCarthy, since he left Green Bay or was fired and run out of town or whatever, and I know he won a Super Bowl there. They won a lot of divisions. They had a lot of good years because they had one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever played, you know, and Aaron Rodgers there. But does Mike McCarthy look the same to you? I mean, Martin, I know he's got a 5-year deal and he's sitting pretty, but if he was on the last year of a deal had a year left, I think he could get fired.
Of the big divorces in the NFL the last couple years, I think it's probably still out on Belichick and Brady, but there's obviously a winner in the Rodgers-McCarthy divorce. And I mean, if you look at the Packers now, like, I wouldn't say they've been pretty incredible under Matt LaFleur.
It is amazing when you think of how many games they've won actually in the two.
Like, when you think about how many games, like, you imagine either Matt LaFleur is the second coming of Lombardi or there'll be some regression, right? But when you see Aaron Rodgers playing football, even in the games with, like, when they are getting housed defensively, right? He does not look this. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is smiling. And I think that says all you need to say. They still don't have a great defense. They still don't have any offensive weapons. But when you look at Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, he's having a better time. He looks like he's having a good time.
He's got 29 touchdowns and 4 picks. He's having some year.
And I'm saying the team is remarkably similar to Mike McCarthy. I don't see any major difference between now and then. Between when McCarthy had the reins, like if you look at the personnel and you look at kind of like the biggest difference is obviously in the results. But Aaron Rodgers looks incredibly happy, and it just makes me wonder what was Aaron Rodgers covering up for Mike McCarthy all this? Do you want to talk about the lipstick on the pig? Was Rodgers the lipstick on the Mike McCarthy pig?
And I'll look at this now, really, with where the Cowboys are. ESPN picked them to go to the Super Bowl. And I know he'll get a mulligan because Dak got hurt. And people will use that as the excuse. Well, what do you want them to do? They weren't winning when Dak was throwing 450 yards a game. You know, they weren't winning. And the defense was awful. And I don't know.
Look,
it took
a onside kick that we've never, ever seen before in the however many years they've been playing professional football. Hell, professional football, college football, we've never seen an onside kick like the Atlanta Falcons were able to execute. You know what I'm saying? They were like they should have lost that.
You mean able to choke.
That's what I meant. We're not able to execute, rather. We've never seen an onside kick that, like, the Cowboys were able to execute, which is part of the reason why everybody was saying how John Fossil was such a great offensive, such a great special teams coordinator. And that's why, like, you see Troy and Joe last night saying, he's really got an offensive mindset as a special teams coordinator. And that's trying to justify why that boneheaded play call would have been made. But realistically, If the 99.9% of the thing happens when that onside kick happens, the Cowboys aren't even sniffing first in this terrible division. The Cowboys are Jets level.
And that would be mind-boggling when you think of the personnel, the contracts that they've paid, right? They signed up just about everybody. Ezekiel Elliott got the largest contract for a running back at the time when he signed it. They didn't pay Dak. It might wind up helping them because if they're that bad and they get a quarterback, they might make a different, have a different idea. But the Mike McCarthy era in Dallas to start has been a total disaster. And that, going along with that play there in that situation, just didn't make any sense. It just derailed the season. it made me question Mike McCarthy and what he's doing in Dallas. And I really feel like if it wasn't that they're married to him, you know, like, could there be a chance that they would move on? Because this has been an awful start there. And I don't know. I can't, unless something really changes drastically. Is he gonna finish out his 5 years in Dallas?
Absolutely not.
Are they going to the Super Bowl?
I'll be surprised if Mike McCarthy coaches over 30 games in Dallas.
Oh, you already? So you think there's a chance that maybe next year?
Well, 30 games. So start of the third season. I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs in his tenure. So, like, yeah. So I think, like, next year towards the end of the season, like, I could see it, I mean, if you look at it like this again, because, okay, here's the thing, Rob. Let's think about the other teams that are the worst teams in football, right? The teams that are really towards the bottom. None of them have the payroll that the Cowboys do.
Or have the talent. Let's just be honest.
Well, it's like, the talent, but, like, the talent is also, like, prerequisite to the payroll. Like, that's the reason why the Cowboys have such a high payroll, right? It's because they have more talented players. But, like, think about the, like, the New York Jets don't have anybody with the pedigree or caliber of Ezekiel Elliott. There's nobody on the roster that has that type of stat. You know, there's nobody on the roster that has the stats or a pedigree of an Amari Cooper or a CeeDee Lamb. Like, there's nobody that has that type of pop, that has that type of, you know, projected ability. That's not even talking about defensively, like Jalen Smith. There's just nobody on these other teams that are really, like, we look at the Eagles, you can point at all their injuries, okay? You look at the Giants, well, they weren't supposed to be very good, but even Saquon got hurt, right? And Dak got hurt, but Dak wasn't the focal point of that team, or he wasn't going to be the focal point of that team until really this year, where they decided they're going to kind of let him loose, right? But, I mean, it's just, it's obvious to me that it's not a talent thing. It's a coaching thing, because you look at the other teams that have, like, you look at Jacksonville, comparable to Dallas, in my opinion. That is a talent thing. They don't have the guys to keep up. They're in games and lose them sometimes. Like, when have the Cowboys been in a game and you were like, oh, they're definitely taking this one?
No, you're right. All right, we want to hear from you on this. 877-99 on Fox. Two-part, could you buy into that fake punt? What did you make of that? And is it too early for Jerry Jones to admit that he was wrong about Mike McCarthy? I mean, is he capable of admitting that he made another mistake in hiring McCarthy to run his Cowboys? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Black Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to hear about your take on Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, the awful fake punt, just where the Cowboys are. Mike McCarthy, should Jerry admit he made a mistake? Are we being too hard on him? It's just the first year. He lost his starting quarterback in Dak Prescott. Or will we have to wait till the next second year to be able to fully judge Mike McCarthy? 877-99 on Fox. Let it rip.
You know, the fun thing about Mike McCarthy is introductory press conference. Because, you know, he had that thing where he said he watched every single offensive snap during his time off. It was called the McCarthy Project. NFL Network did a whole like week-long expose on what Mike McCarthy had been doing. He had all these former head coaches like Jim Haslett was up there, and they were watching and breaking down film. And then in his introductory press conference, Mike McCarthy said sometimes – he was asked about it, asked about like how it was, that experience, and he said sometimes you got to lie to get the job. And I think right there, that kind of set the tone. So with that going forward, I'll say, David and Lincoln, you're on the Odd Couple, man. What you got going?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Rob, my family, I haven't met yet, man. Martin, good to talk to you guys. Hope you had a good holiday, man.
You too, man. Hope the Thanksgiving was cool and you guys stay safe.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Look, Rob, you know, I've been a Cowboys fan for 40 years. I've called in about this stuff before. I'm sick about Mike McCarthy. I was one of the people that was sick when they hired him. I was like, you know what, man, that's a step back to me. We didn't hire somebody progressive, somebody younger. Because a lot of people, I hear the thing, you know, well, Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. I look at it like Mike McCarthy is the reason Aaron Rodgers has only won one Super Bowl.
Right.
Because I think he's held him back from a chance to win three or four, you know, and
no,
so I don't have a lot of respect for him.
No, I think that's legit, and there's a reason they ran him out of there, a coach who's won a Super Bowl, and I don't know what the number is, Martin, but the Packers under Mike McCarthy, what they win, 6-7 NFC North titles? I mean, it wasn't like they weren't winning.
No, they were winning. They were winning the NFC North, but you did have the Lions in there, so there's only a 3-team division. But no, they were winning the NFC North, but you know what? Towards the end, you remember this reports coming out of Green Bay with Mike McCarthy, and like he was skipping Friday practice to go get massages and all this other weird stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff coming out with Mike McCarthy coming down the pipe. So I could see where he wasn't interested as soon as he was hired.
877-99 on Fox is our number.
Let's go to Tom in Glen Falls, New York. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. And I just want to say first, your man is killing it with those deep tracks tonight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's Alex, my guy.
Always. Alex on a funky flashback Friday.
Having a great time listening to the music and to you guys, but on to the Dallas Cowboy thing. I mean, same as the last guy, I've been a Cowboys fan for my whole life, 40-plus years, and holy moly, I mean, this is the same old, I hear that commercial, this is your daddy's Cowboys team because they've been so futile for so long. And just with Mike McCarthy, I've never seen so many boneheaded, non-disciplined plays, and his players are just coming out without any discipline. My God, they got two guys running off the field, the defense during the game, running and taking swan dives to get off the field on time because they got no discipline. Nobody's got a handle on how many players are on the field. And not only that, but Jerry Jones kept the one yes man on the staff, Kellen Moore, calling the play calls. And his play calls, running two jet sweeps, two plays away from each other. The first one netted 0 yards. Second one netted 2 yards. They needed 5 for the first down. Just the play call, the conservative, the boneheaded decisions. You got me started. It's gonna be tough getting to sleep tonight.
You know, maybe they said, you know, we run the jet sweep. Once they can't be expecting it right back, right? You know, right after, they can't figure that out. Well, let's go to Daniel in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple. Ooh, now you're on the Odd Couple. What's going on?
Appreciate you guys filling in. Taking part during the holiday season is very dedicated of you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate
I'd agree with the first two callers that just came in. First of all, you know, the hot tracks that are coming in. You know, I was jamming, sitting here waiting on hold.
My God.
The second thing is McCarthy. You know, I think Rodgers won his only Super Bowl despite Mike McCarthy. But I will say this in defending him, if Dak Prescott is quarterback and healthy since early October, we may be having a different discussion. But what I've seen the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, despite the Vikings win last week, I mean, it's Mike McCarthy's a joke. It's a joke, and Jerry Jones needs to swallow his pride and go ahead and get some youth in there in the coaching staff because the old school stuff, whatever Mike McCarthy's trying to do, is just not working. But
appreciate the call. It's hard to argue because it isn't working as we see it. Martin, do we got one more to squeeze in?
Let's go to Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple.
What's up, fellas? Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm grateful to be on the phone talking to you.
Yeah, hey, Max, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Did you?
Rob, I certainly did. I hope the same for you and Martin, for you as well, and everybody for the crew. Appreciate y'all. This has been a hell of a show going on for a few years now. Having said that, same thing you could say about the Cowboys. I don't know what the deal is with the coach, and you can make an argument, but for me, this stems from ownership, and it always has. I compare him to like a James Dolan of the NBA and the fact that people may want to come play for the Cowboys, unlike the Knicks, but I don't think you want to coach for the Cowboys. I think you can say that for sure now. If you're not Tom Landry, if you're not Jimmy Johnson, and even those guys got ran out of town, I just don't think you're set up for success at that team. I think the only chance you could do, because certainly Jerry's not going to sell the team, is if he gave up his power and if he brought in a guy like a Bill Belichick and said, here, I'm going to give the keys to the kingdom to you. I will just be the owner. That won't happen, but that's the only way.
No, you know what? It's hard to argue with that, Max. That's the problem. For all the success the Cowboys had, it's been 25 years since they've been to the NFC Championship. 25 years since they won a Super Bowl. It's been a long time. And guess what, Martin? In those 25 years, Jerry Jones has been running the organization like a mom-and-pop store. And that's the problem.
I mean, that's what happens. Same thing with Michigan football. When you have these lofty expectations and you don't put the work in and you don't do the research, you don't get the right guys in the right jobs, you're just not going to have the success that you're reaching for.
No doubt. All right, it's supposed to be rivalry week in college football, but like everything else in 2020, things look very different. We'll talk to Pete Futek about that, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever... ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard on this Black Friday. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. Now let's welcome in our guest, Pete Futek, the publisher of collegefootballnews.com. Pete, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
If you had Cal plus the 1.5, the world giveth to you. And if you had Eastern Michigan plus the 6.5, which was a lock for about 3/4, the world taketh back away. So it's an interesting day all the way around for this crazy, weird rivalry week type of weekend.
No doubt, Pete. And speaking of that, Nick Saban won't be at the Iron Bowl, right? He has COVID. Ryan Day has COVID. Talk about just coaches coming down with it. The havoc that COVID-19 has really had on college football is disjointed. There's no feel for it. I'm not sure people have really grasped college football this year.
They have, actually. It's just been odd. And it's the crazy part about it is when, depending on where you are in the country right now, and you're not supposed to go do anything, and then to see, you know, players out there playing, it seems a little strange for any sport. But look, they're playing. I didn't think they ever would. There was a moment a couple of weeks before the season where it looked like it was all going to be called off. But they have managed to get through this. Just kind of keep steamrolling along. Okay, so coach has it. All right, they're going to play this weekend. All right, this team has it and has to not play this weekend. All right, they'll play next weekend. It really hit Wisconsin hard, for example, because now they're not eligible at all for the Big Ten Championship. It hurt a lot of other teams along the way. And it's wreaking havoc across the Pac-12. But we're still going to have championship weekend, looks like. We're still going to have a college football playoff. And
yeah, but how legit is it, though, Pete? How legit is it, though? Is it legit?
Well, describe what in this world is legit? Like, is it sure? I mean, if you got four teams playing in it and they've played a relatively full season and you're in, and like, how legit's the, you know,
I'm
the
just
NBA
saying, like, Wisconsin's a great team. They're not going to be involved. Is that all right?
Yeah, cool. They probably weren't going to get in anyway because they lost to Northwestern last week, and Northwestern is probably going to win the Big Ten West anyway. But yeah, it is legit. I mean, it's as legitimate as anything else. It's all the ideas of legitimacy in any sport are just sort of arbitrary.
So,
it depends on, you know, whatever you want to say the norms are for it. You know, it's, you know, how fast you memory dump the NBA championship or who won the Stanley Cup and all that, but they're still going to count it. They're still going to let Dustin Johnson keep his Masters jacket. And look, it's just a weird year all the way around. But I actually would argue that out of all the sports, the NFL is going to be the most like norm. And college football is far more normal than the NBA or NHL or baseball turned out to be.
Well, I'll say I wouldn't necessarily cast aspersions on whoever wins it, right? It's you play who's in front of you, you know, that at the end of the day, somebody's going to win more games than somebody else, and that's going to be the champion. I don't necessarily think that. However, what I'm curious about, oh, and by the way, I was on Stanford Moneyline, so I was sweating.
There you go.
Yeah. It was,
Merry Christmas.
Tell me about it. Holiday season is coming up. But
oh, yeah, those $5 you had staked out.
Listen, there. Rob, when you learn how to gamble, we'll have this conversation. Pete, we don't have the time. But what I want to know is are these results going to be enough to get some of the guys who were on the hot seat or to make their seats warmer, or is it going to be like, well, this was the COVID year? Let me tell you why. I'm asked to become a Michigan fan, Michigan alum, and I haven't been happy with Jim Harbaugh since they had trouble with the snap versus Michigan State. And I'm wondering if this is going to be enough for Michigan to look at Harbaugh and say we need to go in a different direction.
It's a really interesting question on a whole slew of levels. And I initially thought that this was sort of a free pass here because you didn't have a normal offseason. You didn't have, going back to your is it representative question, is it legit? Well, they didn't have a normal spring. They didn't have normal fall camp. You had a whole slew of other issues happening. By conference basis, it was kind of strange. The Pac-12 thought it was going to be off. So I kind of assumed that because of that and combined with the budget restrictions, because these athletic departments are leaking oil because they don't have fans in the stands for football, that while you're cutting athletic department, athletic teams left and right, and firing people all over the place, the idea of putting like a $10 million buyout for a head coach, I thought was not going to happen at all. But nah, I there's a lot of big name coaches out there who are on a hot seat, Harbaugh among them. I have been a Harbaugh apologist all the way, and I've said this from the start. This is the first year that he's losing to teams that he shouldn't, that Michigan shouldn't be losing to. I'm not going to blame him for not being able to beat Ohio State because pretty much nobody can. But they don't lose to the bad Michigan States of the world. They don't get, you know, beaten up and run over like they've been getting run over this year. But the argument keeps me like, okay, if it's not going to be Harbaugh, who will then like fall up to like the New York Jets gig, who's going to be that coach that Michigan's going to get who's all of a sudden going to make Ohio State bad? And I don't think that guy exists other than Urban Meyer.
But, Pete, this is the only issue with the Harbaugh thing. And I hear you. That's the excuse to keep him around. But that's not why they're paying him to be one of the top three or four highest paid coaches, not just to not beat Ohio State and not be in the college playoff. I mean, and here's the other thing. When you think about Jim Harbaugh, if you're Michigan, you can't just – is he going to coach next year as a lame duck with no contract after next year? Or do you have to if you're Michigan? Because what recruits are going to come when the guy won't even get a contract extension and you don't know whether he's going to be the coach after next year? And the other problem is if you're going to keep him around, you probably have to give him a contract – an extension. How can Michigan justify that?
Well, they could do it because there's the business side of this. And the reason when a coach really gets on a hot seat is when fans stop coming. And so this year makes it hard to gauge all that. If you remember Michigan football before Jim Harbaugh, they were literally giving away tickets for an empty Coke can to get into the stadium. And when you don't get, and you don't put fans in the stands, that affects the entire bottom line of an entire athletic department budget. So if you want to look at wins and losses, yeah, it stinks that Harbaugh has not been able to win a Big Ten East title. Or
you are a Harbaugh apologist. My goodness, because
Where was Michigan before him?
It doesn't matter. He's there now. Come on, Pete. That's too easy. That's not the reason why they hired. Hold on. I want to hear your answer. I want to hear your answer, but that's too easy to just say, well, they were terrible before, and they're still terrible, and it's okay. That's not why they gave them a boatload of money. That's not why they brought them back to Ann Arbor. They brought them back so that Michigan, which has won one mythical national championship since the Louisiana Purchase, is trying to get to a place of being a real football power. Is that too much to ask for Jim Harbaugh to beat Michigan State at home, or to beat their rivals at home, or to sneak in a win once in a blue moon over Ohio State? I think you're letting them off the hook.
But Michigan is a power before this year. If you look at his record since taking over, Michigan's been right up there, and everyone kind of forgets. 2 years ago, they were right there. Had they beaten Ohio State, which is again,
but they didn't.
You can't really. Yeah, but it's like saying you can't beat Alabama, you can't beat Clemson, you can't beat – so Ohio State's at another level. Just because it's Harbaugh, you're not going to bring another coach in who's going to make that program better than Ohio State. And so you've got a Michigan situation where, yeah, they should absolutely be better. But to your original question, I get it. If you want to change coaches and you think, okay, this didn't work, we want to try something different, that's fine. I get that.
All
but
right.
The idea of saying, okay, we're going to find someone who's like Harbaugh's. I equate this to, if you get rid of Harbaugh, it's like dumping a girlfriend who then goes on and finds someone far better than you and has a much better relationship. Like, he's gone, or as soon as James Franklin's gone from Penn State or some of these coaches, they're going to fall up and have a much better gig after this.
All right, his name. Pete Futek, thank you, buddy. Publisher of collegefootballnews.com. We appreciate your input. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up, a juicy bet on the Chiefs-Bucks. We'll tell you all about it. And Martin Weiss isn't involved. This is like taking candy from a baby. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Black Friday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. And Alex, who is this?
Take a guess, Rob.
Is this the Jacksons?
Yes, sir.
You don't know who this is? Rob Parker?
No, I knew. I said the Jacksons. I just couldn't remember the name of the song.
Yeah, uh-huh. A likely
can
story.
Can you feel it?
That's right. Can you feel it? There you go.
Oh, me. Lord have mercy. You talk about me. You were actually alive.
We can feel it, no doubt. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Martin Weiss, who, if you've listened to this show and you hear Trolling and Rolling, the segment that Martin does every week with Chris and I, we tried to get Martin to make a bet. He chickened out. And today I was able to get Jason McIntyre, who hosts the Saturday morning show here on Fox Sports Radio. We filled in for Dan Patrick this morning. And Martin, this was the bet. Jason McIntyre took Tom Brady. I took Patrick Mahomes, and I mean their teams. No point spread, straight up. And we bet Jordans. If Tom Brady beats the Kansas City Chiefs, Jason McIntyre will get two pair of Jordans, $200 max value on any single pair. And if Patrick Mahomes beats the Buccaneers, I get a pair of Jordans. What do you think of that bet?
I think McIntyre got the better bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah, because if you bet right now, the Buccaneers right now straight up to win, they're at plus 165. So he would bet 100 and bid back 165. He said he bet a pair of Jordans. You said 2-1 pair of Jordans?
Yep.
So, yeah, you're giving him better odds than Vegas would. That's a bet I would make if you were talking about it with Kyler Murray and MVP. But, no, I think it's a bad bet just because it's a good bet for odds for Jason McIntyre. Like, it's a good bet for odds, but it's a bad bet because Patrick Mahomes is going to boat race the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs are not who everybody thinks they are. They are not this great team. Like, I don't know why people are afraid to just anoint the Chiefs as the best team in the NFL, but it's not close.
And here's the problem, that every time they play good teams, they don't perform well. That's what's scary. If you're a Tom Brady guy and a Buccaneers guy, Martin, seriously, you look at it, and even the one game that they beat the Packers were up 10-0. Aaron Rodgers throws back-to-back picks or whatever it was, you know, and then the game came undone at that point, and it was over. Tom Brady had 166 yards in that game. It wasn't like he threw the ball all over the place. And against top 10 defenses, he doesn't perform. And I know Kansas City's not known for his defense, but I don't see it.
He's getting to Eli Manning level where they say, if his offensive line was better, or if his receivers were better, or if his this was better, or if his coach was calling better plays, or if all these different reasons as to why we're better or different, then things would be different. But they're not. So they aren't different. Like Tom Brady up the middle, like Chris Jones, if Chris Jones is playing, that Kansas City defense is getting pressure up the middle, we already know what's going to happen. It's the book has been written. The Saints got pressure up the middle. We were talking about it earlier. Tom Brady can't make that out throw. Those check downs.
And Tom Brady doesn't want to get hit. And Tom Brady's getting rid of the ball and just throwing it. And he can't make passes of more than 20 yards. So you know where you can play defensively. There's a lot of things that I think are problems with the Tampa Bay Bucs. So that's the bet. Jason McIntyre, I was shocked that he went for it, but
it's a good bet.
He did.
You giving him better odds in the casinos.
Well, he didn't think so. He wanted points, but I said, no, if you're a Brady guy, Brady needs to win that game for Tampa Bay. All right, coming up in the final hour of the program on this Black Friday, are you putting up $50 to watch Mike Tyson and Roy Jones? You must be crazy, Meshuggah. Don't do it. We'll tell you why next.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4,
Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.